Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Welcome to Mountain Woman Radio. I'm your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 264. And we're just going to talk about enjoying the good summer bounty and the season. You can hear all the birds chirping. Unfortunately, you guys missed the sunrise with me. I was recording the Faith-Led Healing podcast while the sun was rising, which was quite amazing. We had rain last night, so there's still a fog over the ground, and the sun was rising through that. The day's coming alive, the birds are chirping. There's a small nest of house finches up here on the porch that actually hatched last week. Their eyes opened on like Sunday or Monday, and Tuesday they took flight, and now they're creating their own nests. It's amazing to watch. God's creation is just amazing. How people can deny that there is a God is beyond me, because when you sit and you pay attention to your surroundings, it's quite amazing to see how God is moving around you. I hope you guys are seeing that. I hope you guys are hearing that. So I just wanted to share with you guys, you know, take advantage of this season. So often many people are rushing through life and just going to the grocery store and getting their produce and their meats. But this is a season where there's lots of farm stands, depending where you are across the United States or across the world. And there's farms, there's farmers markets, there's flea markets where people are bringing their homegrown goodness. And of course, it's super important to be enjoying organic and non-GMO produce as much as you possibly can. You can also find my toxin guide by going to faithledhealing.com/toxin guide, where you will find the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen shared in there, which will share with you the produce that you don't have to worry about quite as much as far as if it was organically grown, that you can soak it in vinegar and water and get off the pesticides and things and clean it well. And then there's others like strawberries and your berries that are soft skinned, and whatever's been sprayed on them is impossible to remove, and that you want to definitely focus on getting organic. It's a good list to be aware of. But there's so many good meals you can make in the summer months. A lot of people struggle, you know, with cooking and baking. It's not their thing. So I just wanted to speak into that a little bit today. You know, on the channel at Faith-Led Living, previously Traer Wilderness, you will find a lot of my videos on cooking and baking with an all-American sun oven or the like. I had and have multiple sun ovens that I utilize, and I don't have them with me in this setting, so I've been using a slow cooker, and that has been joyous. I haven't used one of them in quite a long time, but the same happens in my sun ovens. You can easily throw a meal together with a roast, potatoes, carrots, celery, onions, and let it slow cook all day. Low and slow is the ticket with your meats and your vegetables. And you will have an amazing meal waiting for you. You don't have to do all the meal prep. You don't have to do all, you know, drive home from your job or a day with the kids all day and have to throw a meal together. Utilizing such things can make your life so much easier. Instapots Any of you have Instapots. I feel a little uneducated and out of the loop because of being off-grid. I don't use all those things. I do very simple. Simple gal. But I like to cook and bake. I have a couple videos coming your way of some things that I've been doing that I thought I would share because I'm also not a recipe gal anymore. I used to. That was the only way I knew how to cook anything, oftentimes in the beginning, especially your baked goods and things. But I've grown past recipes and just concoct and make my own, or I use a recipe and adjust it. I'm very good at that as well. So in sharing all that, there's simple meals that we can make, and some of the things that might be the hurdles for people getting past using recipes is seasonings. Seasonings can be a struggle in that a lot of times when you're, let's just say, fresh out of the gates and you're learning how to make meals for your family, we tend to over-season because we don't know. So one of the things that a lot of people don't realize or think about is taste testing. You can taste test your food as you're making it to see if it is seasoned well enough. But the other thing is to season it lightly until you learn how much is enough for yourself and your family, and they can season it more at the table. Seasoning tends to be a struggle. Making sure that you have enough fluid in your slow cooker, more so than the sun oven, but covering your meal with liquid so that if you're making a stew or a roast that there's plenty of liquid in there. But you can throw things together very quickly. And the sun ovens are amazing, utilizing a free resource, not requiring power. We thrive on our sun ovens. You can also cook and bake in your grill. I have videos on the channel as well on cooking and baking in a grill, because when we embarked on our off-grid journey, we lived in a canvas wall tent for 8.5 months, and the only thing I had at the time to cook and bake was a grill. So it's very easy to create a convection oven with a grill by simply getting some big softball-sized rocks or baseball-sized rocks and putting them in your grill and setting your container, your baking dishes, on top of the rocks so that the heat can go around. Simple, easy, and then just learning and the timing of things, because the grill has gaps and there's air leaks and things. It may not be as efficient. It won't be as efficient as your oven and your kitchen, but it's a great way to cook and teach your kids to cook. Teaching your children how to cook and make meals is extremely important, and not just the girls. My guy was the mountain boy. He was in the kitchen all the time, learning how to make cookies and breads and cakes and meals. And then he went off to college and he was on it, he was on his own. He took my cookbook with him and off he went. Speaking of my cookbook, if you need recipes, I do have the Traer Wilderness cookbook out there that you can find by going to faithledliving.com/Tammy Traer or faithledhealing.com/Tammy Traer. That will take you to my books. That book was my catalyst to self-publishing. That was my trial and error book to just get the hang of self-publishing. And it was also a means of getting all of our family favorite recipes into a book so that the mountain boy had them. So there was intention behind that. But there's meals in there, and your condiments, your baked goods, your breads, and each recipe has a conversion to gluten-free, because the mountain boy needed to be on a gluten-free diet for much of his life. He's no longer, and that really nurtured and helped him. So if you are in need of learning how to do gluten-free, being able to cook both sides of things, for the longest time I had to cook both regular and gluten-free to keep everybody happy, and then I perfected gluten-free to the point that you couldn't tell the difference. So it's possible. So if you need a cookbook, that is out there for you. And, you know, teaching our kids is really important. It's a skill that is really beneficial so that when we do leave home, we have that already under our belt. So often, like for me, I avoided the kitchen at all costs because it was a very high conflict area, and I just couldn't handle it. And I wish that I could and would have been able to, but it was too much. And it was a place where, you know, not such nice things always happen. So I avoided that, and I didn't learn those things, and I wish I would have had the opportunity to. However, learning on my own set me up for being able to create my own processes and things as well. Just a little tip to make things easy in the kitchen. Something I really enjoyed doing for myself was progressively cleaning up as I was going through the process, because then at the end I didn't have as much cleanup. So if you spill something, or when you're doing the flour and you're mixing and it puffs and your counter's full of flour, you know, I would just wipe things as I was going so that I didn't have this major mess at the end. That always helped me greatly. Being able to, here's something to keep in mind if you're doing gluten-free and regular baking, is you don't want to cross-contaminate. So having measuring spoons and wooden spoons for stirring and measuring cups to be able to do both, you know, so that they're separate. Because if someone is needing gluten-free and you're cross-contaminating, they're gonna be affected by that. So keep that in mind. Now here's, outside of all of that, here's some simple meals you can make that are really easy to do in the kitchen. You know, you've got your fresh produce. You can do stuffed peppers, stuffing the peppers with burger and some rice. The rice doesn't need to be cooked. The burger doesn't need to be cooked. Put that and season it. Put that in your pepper after you've like cut the top off and cleaned it out. Put that inside the pepper. Fill a couple peppers, put them in a pot, put some tomato sauce on top and in the pan, and bake that in your oven for about 45 minutes at 350. You can also do it on your stovetop if you have to. You can do it in the grill or in the sun oven. And that will give you a really delicious meal. You can add cheese on the top of that if you want while it's baking or when it comes out. Super quick, easy meal. You can also do the same with a tuna casserole. So you could do that hot or cold. And you know, the other night I cut a zucchini in half. I cleaned the center. I put tuna on top of that and some diced tomatoes, and enjoyed a really good meal. And I did that cold. I also did another night, same thing, but I used poppy seed dressing on there and just had it, ate it as is. You could also bake that. So you could put your, do the same with your zucchini, put it in a pan with a little bit of water, put your tuna on top and cheese and diced tomatoes, and bake that for a little while, and you'll have a really nice hot meal. You could do the same with tomatoes, stuffed tomatoes. I love using the summer produce, the fresh summer produce. There is nothing better than a fresh, ripe tomato off the vine, in your garden, on your porch, from the neighbor's farm. That fresh produce is just amazing. Same with the fruits, you know, cantaloupe or a watermelon. Enjoy what's available to you in the season. It's just, there's nothing better. If you have only ever lived off of grocery store produce, I encourage you to find a natural resource, a homegrown resource, or start growing it yourself. We really need to be well-versed in all of these skills. The world is crazy, sideways, upside down, and getting worse daily. And, you know, I am not the pessimist, I am the optimist. But I am sharing that. That's a reality. Our world is not in a good way, and having these skills is vital. I've already talked about that a couple episodes back, but I just wanted to touch on being able to create simple meals for the summer months. You know, you could also boil up some eggs. You could do this anytime, but boil up some eggs, make some egg salad, fresh lettuce, egg salad sandwich, egg salad salad. There's so many things that you could do to create simple picnic style dinners and lunches that just, I enjoy being able to enjoy the season's bounty and what the season has to offer. You know, in our fall months, I'm looking extremely forward to a fresh elk steak, you know, right off the elk. Being able to forage the things from the wild and being able to eat what is available at the time and during the season. So I just wanted to remind you guys to be creative. You don't have to be stuck on the same meals. Some of you may deal with finicky eaters, and that can be extremely difficult. And maybe I should do a separate podcast on that, because there are ways to get nutrients into those finicky eaters, but it does create a struggle, because I don't know about you guys, but I don't run a restaurant. What I'm making for dinner is what I'm making for everybody. I'm very thankful to have very happy eaters. They'll eat anything. The Mountain Boy, with the exception of liver and heart, and there's another one. There's one other thing he doesn't care for. Other than that, that boy will eat anything, and I've been very fortunate that way. But those things can be overcome too when you also pinpoint what it is that makes them as finicky as they are. You know, is it the texture? Is it the taste? Is it the consistency? Those type of things. You know, so for example, if somebody doesn't like cauliflower as it is, maybe if you mash it up and create mashed potato cauliflowers, you know, it's basically what you are doing. And really tasty. Add some cheese, add some butter. Another common one is Brussels sprouts. And in my opinion, the trick to Brussels sprouts is taking them and cutting them into fours and then baking them in like a cream of mushroom soup with some bacon. Can't go wrong. Bacon in everything. Maybe with the exception of ice cream, though. I think there's even ice cream with bacon in it. But anyway, those are some tips, tricks, thoughts of mine for you for today. I hope this was helpful for some of you. I hope that you've enjoyed this time and the view and the nature making itself known around me here. Get out and enjoy the season. Get out and enjoy your days and enjoy the food. You know, as I've shared many times before, my food is my healthcare system. I have chosen and have to, because of my sensitivities and my body from my healing journey, I have to eat organic and non-GMO food or I don't eat at all. So I want to see you guys thriving. You know, in my faith-led healing side of things, I've been talking about toxicity. The majority of our toxicity comes from what we are putting in our bodies, whether it's our food or what we're putting on our bodies. Being aware of that and changing what we're eating can be life-changing and will also be your healthcare system, because you won't need healthcare because you are getting so much healthier and are not being poisoned by our food. So do the best you can with what you got, where you are. Eat well, enjoy the summer's bounty, and I will see you guys on the next episode. You guys take care and God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This helps to reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.